The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We're back to Inyonim of Roiv, this time Bittel B'Roiv, after one daf diversion. A daf ago on daf Chof Aleph Inyonim Kachim, we're back to discussing more Shastik Inyonim before we discuss Haloich Basaroiv, and now we're going to discuss some of the Pratim of Bittel B'Roiv that come up in the sugi. We have over here in the Gemara in front of us, really not a Bechoyz to Gesugi, but the Gemara discusses it here, and it's apropos to delve into the Indian Bi'iyun. The Gemara brings that there's a liquid called sir that's mixed up. You have something that's tummy, it's mixed together with mayim, and the Gemara questions putting that sir together with water in order to be mevatel the state of the tumah shaboy. The Gemara brings up making ashoka, being mevatel to a mikvah. And the Gemara says, "Lamaisi v'shem yirmiyirmiya leshonu al litvu ben pitoy, aval gdeira loy," to cook it together with other water. Lamaisa, you're going to have a problem because the dovetomi, the mayim that is, motza minis minoy v'neur. Even something that previously became bottle, the Gemara is talking about, since now it's together with other mayim, and that other mayim, it's not bottle, because the mayim now is the roiv. It doesn't have a shear to be nizbatl to the tzir, so then motza minis minoy, even after something theoretically, not theoretically, practically was mutter, was tor, and so on, now it could be choizit to the din, which had previously fallen off. The bittel b'roiv is now bottle, and we go back to the original status, which is tumah. And the Gemara questions this back and forth. When do we say choyze v'neur? Tosfos over here discusses barichus. Let's start by discussing lemaisa, what comes out of the shitois of Rishon. The sugya is really a sugya in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Gimel. That's where Tosfos starts from, where he discusses barichus. And let's try to dissect and try to identify some of the yesoidos in this discussion of Rishon of choyze v'neur. In the Gemara itself, Rav Yirmiya, Rav Dimi, Abaye Lamaisa argues there wouldn't be Choyze v'Neir. And the question is, where we say that something, a status of a Dovah HaNizbatl, that the status, the shear that was necessary for the Bittl became bottle, do we say that it's Choyze l'din kama? Or we say no, B'Shaite became bottle. Bottle is bottle, even though now the Nitunim, the statistics of what's here in the Taruv is different. The Ravid accepts to be what seems to be the maskon of the sugi over there in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Gimel at face value. The Gemara over there coins the term kama kama bottle. You have tipos of yain nesach that fall into a teruvis, even if there would be a shear that would become bottle. I'm sorry, there's a shear that became bottle, and then afterwards that tipa that fell in was enough, then now it would be enough to also, let's say it's pochas meshishim. Since it became bottle, kama kama, each drop by itself becomes mutter, and it becomes bottled to taruvis, that does not change, even though now, after a steady drip, the mixture is different in a way that wouldn't have been bottled if it would have fallen that way lechatchila. Each drop became mutter. Mutter is mutter, there's no tchias amesin, the issue is not choyze v'neur, and kama kama bottle. The Ravid accepts that maskona at face value. Lechoyra, the makor not that way, which is the makor of the shita, the Tyson Rosh, to say that our sugya says otherwise, is the din of Choyze v'Neir. So what the Ravid does with the sugya of Choyze v'Neir is that the Ravid says that our sugya is only a chumra in Tumah. Tumah has a din that's Choyze v'Neir, but as far as Isser, as far as Machol Sasu is concerned, kama kama bottle, the status of the Cheftza Disur, the Chaticha Disura, fell off. It's no longer Chaticha Disur, it became bottle. It's bottle taruvis. It's not Choyze v'Neir, kama kama bottle. Again, the Russian tastes hold not that way. What Tosfos does with the sugya over there in Avodah Zarah by Yain Nesach is what Tosfos goes through various ways of explaining his doicha, Tosfos Shach V'Torah, Ben Tam, the Ri, how to explain the Gemara over there. Tosfos accepts that Choyze v'Neir is a fact. In Teruvis, it's not just a chumra of Tumah V'Torah. It's a fact in every Teruvis that if the Nitunim, if the makeup of the Teruvis is Nishtana, that the din that had previously become mutter will now become also. The taruvis no longer has its din. Over there might be different. Or because of the heter b'teichis, isa b'teicheter, or because of the way it fell in. But over there is the exception to the rule. The rule is choyze v'neir. Then we have a third shita, which is in between the Ramban, we're trying to bring the Ramban, the Rajma, and so on. The Ramban holds as a chilik between which issa we're talking about. If we're talking about a taruvis where the heter was based on the principle of bittul beroiv, and then it was nishtana that more of the issa fell in to the point where now robu ho issa ala heter, where there is no bittul beroiv, over there we would say chayze v'neir, because right now there is no bittul beroiv. Masha'enkin, if we're talking about a type of bittul, which is, let's say over there, what we're talking about is truma, and so on, where the share is arlo, let's say, where the share is 1 in 100, 1 in 200, over there, those shiurim, we would say kama kama bottle. Could be because those shiurim are derabonon. Lamaisa, the prichodosh and the shach, in Yeridei Tzadik Tes, have a machloikis. According to Ramban, if we say that Robu Ha'isr ala heter, we would say Choyze V'neir, if that's even by Yavish B'Yavish, we would say maybe there's a mockum to say that's only by Lach B'Lach, because now the Teruvis itself is different. Yavish B'Yavish, the pieces, each piece is separate. You have a Teruvis, not where it's liquid poured one into the other, but where there's pieces, where you're picking up a piece, you want to know if you could eat it. So now, if Robu Ha'isr ala heter, nothing changed about that piece, it became mutter. Already, that's a machloikis d'achroinim. We're jumping a little bit ahead because those svaris that we just threw out casually in the Ramban are going to be game changers in understanding what the whole noisei is over here. I'm just saying that over now as an introduction. So again, we have three shitas. We have the shita of the Rosh and the Taisvis, where Chayz of Aneir is accepted fact, and the Sugin Avoid Zora demands explanation, and that's what Taisvis is marikin by us. We have, the other hand, we have the shita of the Ravid, where the Ravid holds that the sugi in Avodah Zorah is accepted fact, that we will say, that we're going to say kama kama bottle. Choyze v'neir is not more than a chumrah, only of Tahara, of Tumah v'Tahara, that's an Eva sugi. And then we have a Ramban that's discussing which bittle can you change? Can you change the din, kefi, the difference in the taruvis, and where you can't. Now, like we said, the Ravid holds that even if kama kama bottle, since it became bottle already, that's its status, and it retains that din, even though the taruvis is somewhat different now. And the Ravid holds that chayz v'neir is only chumra tuma. What Beer's explanation is the fact that Tosfos mamish does fakert. Tosfos, when he's addressing the two sugis, the steering of the two sugis, Tosfos starts with one basic hanocha. He says, if they assert up by Tumah v'Tahara, if they said that we say Chayz v'Neir by Tumah v'Tahara Kol Shkein, that by regular Yisur, by Yisur Yachilo, they would say Chayz v'Neir. And the Shaila is, what's that Machloksim Nakotza Lakotza, the Ravid holds as a Mokim, Lahokal, that is a Mokim, I'm sorry, Lahachmet Dafka by Tumah v'Tahara, and according to the Rosh and Taisis, if anything, Machol Sassus would have to be more Chomer than Tumah v'Tahara. So, let's try to understand a little bit what the noise is. On the one hand, we have something where the din of being able to eat this piece of food or being able to treat it as tohor is based on a status, on a certain measurement. You measure it's 1 out of 70, it's 1 out of 150. Whatever it is, it's a teruvis where the isser does not asser of the heter, where the isser becomes bottle. And now that teruvis is different. Why shouldn't we asser? Why shouldn't we asser? Bittul means you can go basar, the 69 out of 70, which over here is mutter. And you don't have to be choshish for that little bit, which is tameh, which is asa. Why shouldn't we change that now that the facts on the ground and what this taruvus is, more fell in, the fact, the physical facts are different. So l'chayra, the svara of saying kama kama bottle, and not to say chayz v'neir, would be something like this. Hey yois, the Torah was already mafkia. The Torah already got rid of, based on Bittul, the Torah already took off the status of Issa. With what does that piece of meat, Lamasha, let's say you have a piece of meat that falls into a teruvis, a piece of nevela falls into a pot of shkuta. If that piece of nevela was poka mimenu, the shame Issa nevela, how does that shame come back? With what does it become also? Yayin Esach, for instance, is also because somebody was Menasechet, Lavei Dezor. It's Chalonit, a shame Isser. With what does that Shemisa go back on after it already went off. You were allowed to drink all the wine. If you were allowed to eat the whole pot of meat, that means that that piece of meat was mutter. Again, the example that we're giving is a lot easier, and we'll discuss this point. When you mix up liquid in a barrel, when you mix up meat together, you're not choosing a piece of meat and saying, statistics would say that this is the piece of meat which is mutter. Okay, I'm allowed to take my chances based on a roif. You're eating the whole pot of meat together. The whole pot of meat absorbs taste. Anything you're going to eat in that pot is benois and tam of that issa. Why is it mutter? It's mutter because there's a din of bittle. There's a din that the shame issa, the chalois issa, that's chal al yidei, the animal dying without a maaser shechita, was paka. That status of issa was removed. Went off the behemoth. If that's true, has it come back? With what does it become? You pour in another piece of meat. With that first piece of meat was chal and again issa. Isser is something that l'chor has to have a status of becoming osur. Something that's mutter is an absence of an isser, there's heter. But an isser means there's something that asur this piece of meat, there's something that asur this wine. If it became mutter, what asurs it round two? What does it become osur? What creates the chalois isser of that wine to again become yayin nesach? So Rabbi Chanan speaks about this as a principle. He speaks about in Kovitz Oris, in Kovitz Shmuis, in Kovitz Biurim, in the Kovitz Shum Chelik Beis, there's Chidushim on Bechoiris, Chaburis that Rabbi Chanan said, Bechoiris that are printed up. That's one place. It's discussed in many places because this is something to tackle in the basic understanding of Taruvisin, of Bittel Beroid, Bittel Beshishim, that type of thing. And what Rabbi Chanan discusses is that obviously what we see over here from the Rishayim is that when something becomes bottle, when a piece of nevela falls into shkita, the nevela, since it was chal on that piece of meat, a shame nevela, that be'etzem, that status of it being nevela, or let's say if you want to say it's sharper, it's something that's mamashasa, it's shkotzim, or it's chazer, or it's basa b'cholav, when that fell in, the metzias doesn't dissolve. It doesn't become that the thing is not here. The Torah said that a person is allowed to eat. That means, theoretically, you could look at there being a piece of meat with such and such a physical status. That's nevelo, that's machol sasus, and so on. As far as the person who's eating, the Torah said you're allowed to eat. The Torah took off the din iser, legabei, the person who has the taruvus in front of him. The chiddush. Rabbi Chanan explains that since the physical status of that chaticha disura is still intact, it is a chaticha disura, just the Torah was matirat legabe, the person who has the taruvus in front of him. As soon as that taruvus changes direction and it becomes a taruvus, which would not be matir, the din will be that it's also to eat, because you don't have to make a tchias amesim. It was what it was, it is what it was, it stays that way. There is a din heter legabe eating it, legabe, a person who's eating from the whole taruvus. Says Rabbi Chanan that if we're talking about tumah is not a physical attribute. Something became tumah because it came into contact. It's all about human relations. It came into contact with a person or a thing that rendered it tumah. All it is a din. It's not based on a physical reality. An apple which is tumah because a sheretz touched it is no different than an apple that a sheretz didn't touch. The apple is the same apple. It happens to be in terms of relationships, the apple came into contact with a sheretz, with a mace, with a kli tome, with whatever it is that rendered it a dava tome. Says Rabbi Chanan, if we understand that by macholos asurois, once that shem ho isur was poka, it could be that it's the same piece of meat that it was. You have a piece of meat that fell into a pot of cholent, a piece of nevel that fell into a pot of cholent. The piece of meat is still here. And still the Torah says it's mutter. If we would say that kama bottle and that piece of meat became mutter, even though physically it's still the same thing, kolshkein ben benoisho kolshkein, Tosu says that when a whole din, meaning say i.e. tuma v'tayra, which is only status legabe people, there is no physical reality of that chaticha being a chaticha disura. Like we said, the apple is the same apple. It's not a piece of nevelo. It's not a piece of chazer, a piece of shkotzim or mosim. It's an apple. Same thing as a kosher apple. It touched somebody who rendered it tome. So if that status falls off, it's going to come back later on. The whole din was not more than a status. If the Torah says now the status, since it's mixed together with Taruvis, becomes bottle, it becomes absorbed, it becomes insignificant in the Taruvis, and it becomes motor, what's there to make it come back afterwards? We're the physical properties of that piece of meat, of that machol sasus, the same physical properties that it was before it became bottle? No, you could understand that you would say choyzev v'neir. So that's why Tosfos understands that if we're going to say choyzev v'neir by tumah, koshken that we're going to say choyzev v'neir by macholos asuris. That's l'chora, the opinion of Tosfos, and l'chora it sounds very glad. We explained the Tosfos so convincingly, so now we have to explain to ourselves the Ravid. How is it that the Ravid holds that they were goyzer by tumah v'tahara, but by machol sasuris, we retain its status as a davar bottle, and they didn't ask her up because of chayz v'neir. So you could say tum v'tayra. This called me a chumris of tum v'tayra all over shas. Maybe this is just another thing to add onto the list. Could be. But maybe we could say tifer. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains the shita of the Ravid tifer. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, there's a chedushim that he learned. Bechavrusa wasn't sure that was said. He learned Bechavrusa with the Chavrusa, and the Chavrusa used to jot down that which was Neschadish from the learning. It says in Akdom of the Sefer that the Chavrusa was one of the Gdoile Mir 60-65 years ago, would go to the Briskerov Zecharen Lavrocha in Yerushalayim to discuss the Chidushim that came out of their learning. The Briskerov would comment, would add, would detract, kafi, his understanding. And obviously, the Chidushim that are there have somewhat of an askoma from the Briskerov. In any case, the Sefer is a Sefer that's printed up on Masechtis and Tyrus, and in his Shiurim, in the learning that they did together, Mikvois, where this discussion is, some of this discussion of Tzir, Mayim, this battle, the basis of the Gemara by us. So we have over there, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz discusses this idea of Choyzer Veneir as opposed to Kama bottle, and he uses basically the same framework that we just discussed to say Pungfaket, to explain the Ravid. Let's elaborate. Reb Chaim starts with a basic principle. He says, like we said before, that bittul b'roiv does not mean that that mitzius becomes a non-entity. When a piece of nevela falls into a pot of boiling meat, and the nevela is saturated into the pot, it disintegrates, and it's saturated. Yayin esek falls into a barrel of wine, which is kosher, and it becomes absorbed into the wine. It adds, and it becomes absorbed into the wine. Part of the wine now is the taste of the Yayin Nesek. Part of the barrel of meat, part of the pot of meat, or the barrel of wine, is the Cheftza D'Yisura. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, we could look at that it becomes bottled to the point where it's a non-entity physically. It's considered a non-reality because it became bottled derived. He says, no, it can't be. He brings several riots. One riot is a famous Yisrael of the Einig Yontif, where the Einig Yontif says that Bittul B'Roiv would only work on creating, on taking off Yisurim. It does not work to create a new status. The dogma that he uses, the Einig Yontif, when he's discussing, is one had a whole bag of tzitzit strings, and one string fell in. We know that there was one string that fell and that was made shalai lishma. Tzitzis have to be made lishma. There was one tzitzis that was made shalai lishma. Now, if you pick up any specific string, l'chayr, there's a roiv that's kosher tzitzis. The Einig Yontif says you can't say based on bittul b'roiv, you can take off an iser, but you can't give it a status of miyuchad l'mitzvah of lishma. So the bittul b'roiv won't be able to tell you that it was that each string, each tzitzit string, was made lishma. The bittul b'roiv can only take off an iser, which is the classic sense of bittul b'roiv. It cannot create a positive din of this was made lishma. So what do we see from here? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. You see from here the bittul b'roiv does not change over the reality of the dover hanizbatl to the reality of the dover hamivatl. The same is true in the Ran, in the Dorm Dafayin Tes. What happens, let's say, a certain amount of chulin fell into a big container of tevel, and it became bottle. So now this tevel has, let's say, there were 90 pints of wine in this barrel. 10 pints of chulin wine fell in, now there's 100 pints. How much do you have to be mafish? If we say bittul b'roiv, l'chayra, those 10 became tevel, and now he has to be mafish, a tenth, let's say for ma'aser, a tenth of that 100, he has to be mafish 10. No. The halacha is, the Ran says, that he only has to be mafresh 9. Why? Because the 10 never became tevel. The 10 are mixed up in the wine, which is treif, but they don't become tevel. I mean, say the same idea that bittul b'roiv, when something becomes submerged, when something becomes nizbatl, insignificant in a roiv, in a teruvis where it's rendered bottle, it does not assume the status of the host mivatl. As a matter of fact, you cannot create dinim al yedei bittul b'roiv. Based on this, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitt says a tremendous chiddush. He says, let's examine what happens, let's say a piece of nevela falls into kosher meat. This is the piece of nevela that we just said. The piece of nevela doesn't create that there's no longer a piece of nevela. It's because it's bottled to the roiv of kosher meat. So there's no nevela here? No, Chas v'Shalom, there is nevela here. There is nevela here. And that's the examples that we brought, that bittul b'roiv does not create a new status. So there's a piece of nevela. How are you allowed to eat it? The teretz is. The bittul b'roiv doesn't change the meat. It changes your din, the din of the yid who has the pot of meat, legabei the pot of meat. The pot of meat now is mutter for him to eat. Achirab l'hatos, he's allowed to eat the pot of meat. Is it true that in the pot of meat is a tray for kzayis? Now, as in parentheses, what about tum alev? Forget about whether it's mutter or osir in Shulchan Aruch. What about, isn't it going to damage him spiritually? That's a discussion that was discussed in the same context of when we say Tintum Alev, if somebody had to eat something because of Bekuch Nefoshes. He ate chazah. Those that Rachman son had to eat treifis in the concentration camps. Does that create a Tintum Alev? That's a good shadow. Let's leave that aside. As far as the basic principle of Bittul B'roiv is concerned, there is a piece of treif of meat in the pot, and still the halach is that it's chal on the pot of meat, a din, that anybody is allowed to eat it. Not only eat, he's allowed to eat the whole pot. As the Rishonim say in Chulin, Daf Kuval, Daf Tzadok Ches. He's allowed to eat the whole pot. So what's the bittul? The bittul is only legabe the person. Ah, so if the teruvis changes, why shouldn't it go back to the original din? The Chatikat Isur is still here. So what do we have to say? That since it became bottle, since you had a din, you're allowed to eat this pot of meat, so you're allowed to keep on eating it. Kamo bottle. That's the opinion of the Ravid. We don't say Chayz Veneir. If the Torah was matil on this pot of meat, a din, heter, you're allowed to pick up a ladle, dig in and start eating and eat your way through the whole pot of chol, then you're allowed to keep on eating it. That din does not change. That does not go back on its heels. It stays where it is. And that din is that it's mutter. Chayz Veneir, we don't say. What's the pshat by Tumah? It says, by Tumah, you're not trying to be mevatel of physical status. Tumah isn't an expression of physical status, like we said. Tumah is only an expression of relation, biyachas le, in relation to something that was metamit. He says, then the bittul never was legabe the chayfetz. The bittul was only legabe the din, the status, the yachas of Tumah v'tayra of the person involved. That yachas, he says, could change if later on the teruvus changes. The teruvus changes, what's changing is the status legabi the person. If that's the case, says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitt, the Ravid holds that tumah would be chol. So again, we have the same svara, the pashtus would be like the Tais and Rosh, divide tumah v'tayra from achol zasus. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitt, in trying to explain the Ravid, uses the same principle to say mamish vaket. Give another example where this plays out. There's a famous machlokes rishonim, which is a major machlokes la'alocha, the Rambam and Rosh. There's a din that chometz before Pesach, if chometz falls into a pot, l'chora has the same status as any teruvis of dvarisa, bottle of shishim. On Pesach itself, chometz is also b'mashu. Chumre de chometz, chometz is asus b'mashu. There's a machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh. It's brought in the Torah in Tov Mem Beis. Chacham and the Ramad, Mishmaru is very busy with the halachah l'maaseh ramifications of this machlokes. What happens? Let's say chometz fell into a woman was baking a cake. A drop of chometz fell in; it became bottle before Pesach. Now comes Pesach. Do we say chayz v'neir because now that mashu, if it would fall in Pesach, is the proportion that would ask? We say no. Since when it fell in, that was the proportion. That proportion is still be'etzem, a proportion of hetter. There's a chumra of chometz. What's the chakir? What's the machlokes to show him? Pashtus, it's a machloikis in the Gedorim of Chayz V'Neir. Whether we should say Chayz V'Neir by something which is Be'etzim Ashir, which has Bittul, just as a Chumra for that 1 week, we say no. Akol Lefi Mukayim V'Shaitei, right now there is no Bittul, so we say Chayz V'Neir. Lefi Mashabiyarnu, it's possible that the Chakir B'Chlal isn't a Chakir in It's a chakir and how to understand the chumrah of isamashu b'chametz. The way we explain, there's two separate tracks that we have to deal with when we're dealing with the status of a taruvus of iser vis-a-vis the person who's going to eat it. One is, when do we look at the reality of the iser becoming bottled with taruvus? That's one shayla. And the second shayla is, when do we look at the reality that legabi the person, there's a psak that he's allowed to eat it? And what we said is, that's possible, that's machlokes to Rav in the Rosh, it's possible to really split up the two and to say that there's a difference between the Mosh we explained by Machlokes Asuris, that over there the physical reality is what Asur's, and that Lechor is different. The physical reality of Taruvus is different than it was before. Mashengen, the din Legabi the person is the same din. It's the same person. Legabi him was already mutter to eat, so he would continue to eat. Tumah v'tayru, we said, maybe Fakert. The physical reality is the same physical reality. What's different is the relationship, the yachas Legabi the person. Could very well be that the machloikis between the Rambam, the Rosh, Legabi, Chometz b'mashu, is how to understand Chometz b'mashu. Do we say that Chometz b'mashu is the pshat that even though it's only a mashu, and mashu should be insignificant in a whole pot of food, the Torah was so, Chazal was so machmer on Chometz, Chazal said that Chometz, a mashu of Chometz is more explosive, is more choshu, is more destructive to a taruvis than a pound of nevela. Chazal treated the physical reality of Chometz as something which was more significant Then the teruvus in front of us would normally be if it was any other issue. Chometz bePesach is more chomer. Or we could say, no. It's not that the metzias, the physical reality in front of us, chazal were machshiv, ki'ilu, instead of being a drop, it's a pound of chometz that fell in. No. Chazal just said that you have to treat chometz more chomer. It's only different legabe the person, not legabe the teruvus itself. That would create a different reality in terms of the din of kama kama bottle, in terms of the din of choyz v'neir. Maybe the machlekes you're showing him is how to look, it's sort of a philosophical machlekes, how to look at the reality of what Chazal said that chometz asers b'mashu.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.